American forces preparing for war against Iraq know this abbreviation well, NBC. Nuclear, biological, chemical, the types of attacks most feared by the military. Lieutenant John Slaughter, a naval flight surgeon based in the Persian Gulf, has a protective suit and mask like everyone else around him. Back at his home base in North Carolina, he says his unit had gas mask training once a year. And right before they left for the Gulf, they did it again, with full gear and mask, and with the knowledge they might have to use them. He tells this story about the training.
We all threw on our Kevlar helmets, loaded into the back of some military trucks, and they were taking us over to the gas chamber. Yes, we do in fact call it the gas chamber. We all unloaded off the truck. The instructor told us to put on our masks. We did that. After checking the seal, we entered the gas chamber, a dimly lit building with low ceilings. In the center of the chamber, there's an old iron stove on which they place the pills containing the powder form of the CX gas. When the gas is placed in the stove, immediately a yellow cloud drifts out towards the side of the room. While it's not toxic to us, it's an extreme skin, eye, and lung irritant. While you're in the chamber, to tell you the truth, the only thing that I heard was my own breathing, other than maybe my own thoughts, which might have been louder than my breathing. So we do a little activity where we remove the mask, hold it off for approximately 2 seconds, and put that back on. So prior to doing that, the instructor tells all of the students we should take a nice deep breath, keep our eyes closed no matter what we do. When we take that mask off, do not breathe and keep our eyes closed. That's one of the big lessons. So as I sucked in that huge breath and went to remove the mask, I was continuing to breathe. I had not stopped breathing like he told me, of course, not to do. And as soon as I removed that mask, I sucked in that last little bit of gas. As soon as I did, I started coughing and reflexively opened my eyes. The instructor came over to me, and at that time, I basically couldn't breathe. And he just pointed for me to exit the chamber, and I just went right back out the front door. I was a little bit embarrassed. That day, I was the only one who had a problem with it. Throughout my military history, on so many occasions, I've found myself sitting there and looking around and saying, I can't believe that I'm actually doing this right now and I'm responsible for these kind of things. And the gas chamber is one of those experiences. It's surreal, but at the same time, I'm there for business because of all the preparations that I'm doing, making sure that my gas mask is going to fit is probably tops on that list. Because if there is an attack, that is the only thing that will matter for myself, for my family, and for all the troops to whom I have to provide care.
Lieutenant John Slaughter is a naval flight surgeon with the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing based in the Persian Gulf. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.